That's the show for this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week. Check out the playlist at WRCT.org, and I'll see you out there. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
You're listening to WRCT's annual Massive Music Weekend,
where our DJs are showcasing some of their favorite artists in half-hour blocks.
That's 60 hours of programming divided into 120 artist blocks all weekend long.
Check out the complete schedule at WRCT.org.
Thanks for listening, and now back to the music.
For the next half hour, you'll be hearing songs from the band Blue Rodeo, formed in Toronto back in 1984. Their debut album was produced by Terry Brown, the same Terry Brown known for his production work with fellow Canadians Rush.
Save it. Too fast. I pull myself out of the wreck too many times.
Their 1997 album Tremolo. That's Blue Rodeo with I Could Never Be That Man. Before that, you heard Hasn't Hit Me Yet, and we started the entire set off with Rose Colored Glasses from Blue Rodeo's 1987 debut album. So in 1988, the band played one of their very first shows outside of Canada in the United States. The venue, the Erie County Fair. Just outside of Buffalo. Yeah, the show was a bit of a disaster, but it did inspire their song, What Am I Doing Here?
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder,
think about you. Busy all day seeing old friends, late night poutine on the main. Bought you something, I'll tuck it away. More for me than you, you'll say. And so I never come down, spreading my troubles out.
from 1995. That's Blue Rodeo with Better Off As We Are. Before that, you heard I Think About You from 2021, and we started the entire set off with What Am I Doing Here from their 1990 release, Casino. Now, it's time to wrap up this half-hour block of music from Blue Rodeo, so let's end things with the title track from their 1992 album, Lost Together.
Strange and beautiful are the stars tonight. That dance around your head. In your eyes I see that perfect world. I hope that doesn't sound too weird. And I want all the world to know that you're
This is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here.
To me, my goodness. Go. All right, hopefully you can hear me okay. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Aubriana, and you're listening to Storytime, which used to be known as Goodnight Garden. Gotta switch that on the schedule. Today we will be picking back up with Winnie the Pooh, his gift to Eeyore. I wasn't here last week, so we got kind of caught on a cliffhanger there. But for those of you that haven't listened to this show before, we read, right now we're reading Winnie the Pooh, short stories from Winnie the Pooh. And last week, Winnie the Pooh was trying to decide what to give to a depressed Eeyore for his birthday. So we're going to go ahead and switch over to our... I found a new noise for this week. Spring rain and thunderstorms. So hopefully this will cheer us up from the snowy weather from outside. But go ahead and get some water, some snacks, stay hydrated, everyone. If you had a crazy weekend, if you had a relaxing weekend, doesn't matter. I have some water here. And we'll go ahead and get started where we left off. I left my physical book at my apartment today, so I'm sorry if I'll be scrolling on my laptop today, but I did find where we left off. So here we go. We last left off with Winnie the Pooh forgetting that he just ate Eeyore's birthday present. So he suddenly remembered that he had eaten Eeyore's birthday present, and he says, "Bother, what shall I do? I must give him something." For a little while, he couldn't think of anything. Then he thought, "Well, it's a very nice pot, even if there's no honey in it. And if I washed it clean and got somebody to write a happy birthday on it, Eeyore could keep things in it, which might be useful." So as he was passing the 100-acre wood, he went inside to call Owl, who lived there. "Good morning, Owl," he said. "Good morning, Pooh," said Owl. "Many happy returns of Eeyore's birthday," said Pooh. "Oh, is that what it is? What are you giving him, Owl? What are you giving him, Pooh?" "I'm giving him a useful pot to keep things in, and I wanted to ask you, is this it?" said Owl, taking it out of Pooh's paw. "Yes, and I wanted to ask you, somebody has been keeping honey in it," said Owl. "You can keep anything in it," said Pooh earnestly. "It's very useful like that. And I wanted to ask you, you ought to write a happy birthday on it." "That was what I wanted to ask you," said Pooh, "because my spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and the letters get in the wrong places. Would you write a happy birthday on it for me?" "It's a nice pot," said Owl, looking at it all round. "Couldn't I give it too, from both of us?" "No," said Pooh. "That would not be a good plan. Now I'll just wash it first, and then you can write on it." Well, he washed the pot out and dried it, while Owl licked the end of his pencil, wondering how to spell birthday. "Can you read, Pooh?" he asked a little anxiously. "There's a notice about knocking and ringing outside my door, which Christopher Robin wrote. Could you read it?" "Christopher Robin told me what it said," And then I could. Well, I'll tell you what this says, and then you'll be able to. So Owl wrote, and this is what he wrote. Hippy pappy bethuda bethuthi. Pooh looked on admiringly. I'm just saying a happy birthday, said Owl carelessly. It's a nice long one, said Pooh, very much impressed by it. Well, actually, of course I'm saying a very happy birthday, with love from Pooh. Naturally, it takes a good deal of pencil to say long things like that. Oh, I see, said Pooh. While all this was happening, Piglet had gone back to his house to get Eeyore's balloon. He held it very tightly against himself, so that it shouldn't blow away, and as he ran as fast as he could, so as to get to Eeyore before Pooh did, for he thought that he would like to be the first one to give a present, just as if he had thought of it without being told by anybody. And running along and thinking how pleased Eeyore would be, he didn't look anywhere where he was going, and suddenly he put his foot in a rabbit hole and fell flat on his face. Bang! Piglet lay there, wondering what had happened. At first, he thought that the whole world had blown up, and then he thought that perhaps only the forest part of it had, and then he thought that perhaps only he had, and how he was alone in the moon or somewhere, and would never get to see Christopher Robin or Pooh or Eeyore ever again. And then he thought, well, even if I'm the moon now, I needn't be face downwards all the time. So he got cautiously up and looked about him. He was still in the forest. Well, that's funny, he thought. I wonder what that bang was. I couldn't have made such a noise just falling down. And where's my balloon? And what's that small piece of damp rag doing? It was the balloon. Oh, dear, said Piglet. Oh, dear. Oh, dearie, dearie, dear. Well, it's too late now. I can't go back. I haven't another balloon, and perhaps Eeyore doesn't like balloons so very much. So he trotted on rather sadly now, and down he came to the side of the stream where Eeyore was, and called out to him. Good morning, Eeyore, shouted Piglet. Good morning, little Piglet, said Eeyore. If it is a good morning, which I doubt, he said. Not that it matters, he said. Many happy returns of the day, said Piglet, having now got closer. Eeyore stopped looking at himself in the stream and turned to stare at Piglet. Just say that again, he said. Wait a moment. Balancing on three legs, he began to bring his fourth leg very cautiously to his ear. I did this yesterday, he explained, as he fell down for the third time. It's quite easy. It's so as I can hear better. There, that's done it. Now then, what were you saying? He pushed his ear forward with his hoof. Many happy returns of the day, said Piglet again. Meaning me? Of course, Eeyore. My birthday? Yes. Me having a real birthday? Yes, Eeyore. And I've brought you a present. Eeyore took down his right hoof from his right ear, turned round, and with great difficulty put up his left hoof. I must have that in the other ear. Now then. A present, said Piglet very loudly. Meaning me again? Yes. My birthday still? Of course, Eeyore. Me going on having a real birthday? Yes, Eeyore, and I brought you a balloon. Balloon? Said Eeyore. You did say balloon, one of those big colored things you blow up. Gaiety, song and dance, here we are, and there we are. Yes, but I'm very sorry, Eeyore, but when I was running along to bring it to you, I fell down. Dear, dear, how unlucky. You ran too fast, I expect. You didn't hurt yourself, little Piglet. No, but Eeyore, I burst the balloon. There was a very long silence. My balloon, said Eeyore at last. Piglet nodded. My birthday balloon? Yes, Eeyore, said Piglet, sniffing a little. Here it is, with many happy returns of the day. And he gave Eeyore the small piece of damp rag. Is this it? Said Eeyore, a little surprised. Piglet nodded. My present? Piglet nodded again. The balloon. Yes. Thank you, Piglet, said Eeyore. You don't mind my asking, he went on. But what color was this balloon when it was a balloon? Red. I just wondered. Red, he murmured to himself. My favorite color. How big was it? About as big as me. I just wondered. About as big as Piglet, he said to himself sadly. My favorite size. Well, well. Piglet felt very miserable and didn't know what to say. He was still opening his mouth to begin to say something, and then deciding that it wasn't any good saying that, when he heard a shout from the other side of the river, and there was Pooh. Many happy returns of the day, called out Pooh, forgetting that he had said it already. Thank you, Pooh. I'm having them, said Eeyore gloomily. I brought you a little present, said Pooh excitedly. I've had it, said Eeyore. Pooh had now splashed across the stream to Eeyore, and Piglet was sitting a little way off, his head in his paws, snuffling to himself. It's a useful pot, said Pooh. Here it is, and it's got a very happy birthday with love from Pooh written on it. That's what all that writing is, and it's for putting things in. There. When Eeyore saw the pot, he became quite excited. Why, he said, I believe my balloon will go into that pot. Oh, no, Eeyore. Balloons are much too big to go into pots. What you do with the balloon is you hold the balloon. Not mine, said Eeyore proudly. Look, Piglet. And as Piglet looked sorrowfully around, Eeyore picked up the balloon with his teeth and placed it carefully in the pot. Picked it out and put it on the ground, and then picked it up again and put it carefully back. So it does, said Pooh. It goes in. So it does, said Piglet. And it comes out. Doesn't it, said Eeyore. It goes in and out like anything. I'm very glad that I thought of giving you a useful pot to put you things. I'm very glad, said Piglet happily, that I thought of giving you something to put in a useful pot. But Eeyore wasn't listening. He was taking the balloon out and putting it back again, as happy as could be. And I didn't give him anything, said Christopher Robin sadly. Of course you did, I said. You gave him, don't you remember, I gave him a box of paint to paint things with? That was it. Why didn't I give it to him in the morning? You were so busy getting his party ready for him. He had a cake with icing on top and 3 candles, and his name in pink sugar and... Yes, I remember, said Christopher Robin. And that's the end of chapter 6. We are almost halfway through our half hour. For any listeners just joining, we are reading Winnie the Pooh. We just made it to chapter 7. I realized I forgot to plug my laptop in, so I'm going to do that right now. And you can go ahead and listen to some very peaceful rain noises just for a brief moment while I do that. Sorry about that. Laptop has been plugged in successfully, and we will begin chapter 7. This is... Oh, sorry, this is very relaxing. I'm yawning. Oh. In which Kanka and Baby Roo come to the forest and Piglet has a bath. Okay. Nobody seemed to know where they came from, but there they were in the forest, Kanga and Baby Roo. When Pooh asked Christopher Robin, how did they come here? Christopher Robin said, in the usual way, if you know what I mean, Pooh. And Pooh, who didn't, said, oh, Then he nodded his head twice and asked, in the usual way, ah. Then he went to call upon his friend Piglet to see what he thought about it. And at Piglet's house, he found Rabbit. So they all talked about it together. What I don't like about it is this, said Rabbit. Here are we, you, Pooh, and you, Piglet, and me, and suddenly, Aunt Eeyore, said Pooh. Aunt Eeyore, and then suddenly, Aunt Owl, said Pooh. Aunt Owl, and then all of a sudden, oh, Aunt Eeyore, said Pooh. I was forgetting him. Here we are, said Rabbit, very slowly and carefully. All of us. And then, suddenly, we wake up one morning, and what do we find? We find a strange animal among us. An animal of whom we've never even heard before. An animal who carries her family about with her in her pocket. Suppose I carried my family about with me in my pocket. How many pockets should I want? 16, said Piglet. 17, isn't it? Said Rabbit. And one more for a handkerchief. That's 18. 18 pockets in one suit. I haven't time. There was a long and thoughtful silence. And then Pooh, who had been frowning very hard for some minutes, said, I make it 15. What? Said Rabbit. 15. 15 what? Your family. What about them? Pooh rubbed his nose and said that he thought Rabbit had been talking about his family. Did I? Said Rabbit carelessly. Yes, you said, never mind, Pooh, said Piglet impatiently. The question is, what are we to do about Kanga? Oh, I see, said Pooh. The best way, said Rabbit, would be this. The best way would be to steal Baby Roo and hide him. And then when Kanga says, where's Baby Roo? We say, aha. Aha, said Pooh, practicing. Aha, aha, of course, he went on. We could say, aha, even if we hadn't stolen Baby Roo. Pooh, said Rabbit kindly, you haven't any brain. I know, said Pooh humbly. We say, aha, so that Kanga knows that we know where Baby Roo is. Aha means, we'll tell you where Baby Roo is if you promise to go away from the forest and never come back. Now don't talk while I think. Pooh went into a corner and tried saying, aha, in that sort of voice. Sometimes it seemed to him that it did mean what Rabbit said, and sometimes it seemed to him that it didn't. I suppose it's just practice, he thought. I wonder if Kanga will have to practice too, so as to understand. There's just one thing, said Piglet, fidgeting a bit. I was talking to Christopher Robin, and he said that Kanga was generally regarded as one of the fiercer animals. I'm not frightened of fierce animals in the ordinary way, but it is well known that if one of the fiercer animals is deprived of its young, it becomes fierce as two of the fiercer animals, in which case, aha, is a bit foolish of a thing to say. Piglet, said Rabbit, taking a pencil and licking the end of it, you haven't any pluck. It is hard to be brave, said Piglet, sniffling slightly, when you're only a very small animal. Rabbit, who had begun to write very busily, looked up and said, it is because you're a very small animal that you will be useful in the adventure before us. Piglet was so excited at the idea of being useful that he forgot to be frightened anymore. And when Rabbit went on to say that Kangas were only fierce during winter months, being at other times of an affectionate disposition, he could hardly sit still. He was so eager to begin being useful at once. What about me? Said Pooh sadly. I suppose I shan't be useful? Never mind, said Pooh. Never mind, Pooh, said Piglet comfortingly. Another time, perhaps. Without Pooh, said Rabbit solemnly as he sharpened his pencil, the adventure would be impossible. Oh, said Piglet, and tried not to look disappointed. But Pooh went into the corner of the room and said proudly to himself, impossible without me, that sort of bear. Now listen, all of you, said Rabbit when he had finished writing. And Pooh and Piglet sat listening very eagerly with their mouths open. This was what Rabbit read aloud. The list starts with a title that says Plan to Capture Baby Roo. Number 1 is General Remarks. Kanga runs faster than any of us, even me. Number two, more general remarks. Kanga never takes her eye off Baby Roo, except when he's safely buttoned up in her pocket. Number three, therefore, if we are to capture Baby Roo, we must get a long start because Kanga runs faster than any of us, even me. See number one. Number four, a thought. If Roo had jumped out of Kanga's pocket and Piglet had jumped in, Kanga wouldn't know the difference because Piglet is a very small animal. Like Roo. But Kanga would have to be looking the other way first so as not to see Piglet jumping in. See two. Another thought, but if Pooh was talking to her excitedly, she might look the other way for a moment, and then I could run away with Roo, quickly, and Kanga wouldn't discover the difference until afterwards. Well, Rabbit reading this out proudly, for a little while after he had read it, nobody said anything. And then Piglet, who had been opening and shutting his mouth without making any noise, managed to say very huskily, "And afterwards?" "How do you mean?" "When Kanga does discover the difference?" "Then we all say, aha." "The three of us?" "Yes." "Oh. Why, what's the trouble, Piglet?" "Nothing," said Piglet. "As long as we all three say it." "As long as we all three say it," said Piglet. "I don't mind," he said, "but I shouldn't care to say aha by myself. It wouldn't sound nearly so well. By the way," he said, "you are quite sure about what you said about the winter months." "The winter months?" "Yes, only being fierce in the winter months." "Oh, yes, yes, that's all right. Well, Pooh, you see what you have to do." "No," said Pooh Bear. "Not yet." "What do I do?" "Well, you just have to talk very hard to Kanga, so as she doesn't notice anything." "Oh, what about anything you like?" "You mean, like, telling her a little bit of poetry or something?" "That's it," said Rabbit. "Splendid. Now come along." So they all went out to look for Kanga. Kanga and Roo were spending a quiet afternoon in a sandy part of the forest. Baby Roo was practicing very small jumps in the sand and falling down mouse holes and climbing out of them, and Kanga was fidgeting and saying, "Just one more jump, dear, and then we must go home." And at that moment, who should come out stumping up the hill but Pooh? "Good afternoon, Kanga." "Good afternoon, Pooh." "Look at me jumping," squeaked Roo, and fell into another mouse hole. "Hello, Roo, my little fellow." "We were just going home," said Kanga. "Good afternoon, Rabbit." "Good afternoon, Piglet." Rabbit and Piglet, who had now come up from the other side of the hill, said, "Good afternoon," and "Hello, Roo." And Roo asked them to look at him jumping, so they stayed and looked. And Kanga looked, too. "Oh, Kanga," said Pooh, after Rabbit had winked at him twice. "I don't know if you're interested in poetry at all."
"Hardly at all," said Kanga.
"Oh," said Pooh. "Roo, dear, just one more jump, and then we must go home." There was a short silence while Roo fell down another mouse hole.
"Go on," said Rabbit in a loud whisper behind his paw.
"Talking of poetry," said Pooh, "I made up a little piece as I was coming along. It went like this. Now, let me see."
"Fancy," said Kanga.
"Now, Roo, dear, you'll like this piece of poetry," said Rabbit.
"You'll love it," said Piglet.
"You must listen carefully," said Rabbit, "so as to not miss any of it," said Piglet. "Oh, yes," said Kanga, but she still looked at Baby Roo. "How did it go, Pooh?" said Rabbit. Pooh gave a little cough and began. "Lines written by a bear of very little brain. On Monday, when the sun is hot, I wonder to myself a lot. Now, is it true or is it not, that what is which and which is what? On Tuesday, when it hails and snows, that feeling on me grows and grows, that hardly anybody knows if those are these and these are those. On Wednesday, when the sky is blue, and I have nothing else to do, I sometimes wonder, if it's true, that who is what and what is who. On Thursday, when it starts to freeze, and hoarfrost twinkles on the trees, how very readily one sees
that these are whose, but whose are these? On Friday. Yes, it is, isn't it? Said Kanga, not waiting to hear what happened on Friday. Just one more jump, Roo dear, then we really must be going. Rabbit gave Pooh a hurrying up sort of nudge. Talking of poetry, said Pooh quickly, have you ever noticed that tree right over there? Where? Said Kanga. Now, Roo. Right over there, said Pooh, pointing behind Kanga's back. No. Now jump in, Roo dear, and we'll go home. You ought to look at that tree over there, said Rabbit. Shall I lift you in, Roo? And he picked up Roo in his paws. I can see a bird in it from here, said Pooh. Or is it a fish? You ought to see that bird from here, said Rabbit, unless it's a fish. It isn't a fish, it's a bird. So it is, said Rabbit. Is it a starling or a blackbird, said Pooh. That's the whole question. Is it a blackbird or a starling? Then, at last, Kanga did turn her head to look. And the moment her head was turned, Rabbit said in a loud voice, in you go, Roo, and in jumped Piglet into Kanga's pocket. And off scampered Rabbit, with Roo in his paws as fast as he could. Why, where's Rabbit? Turning round again. Are you all right, Roo dear? Piglet made a squeaky Roo noise from the bottom of Kanga's pocket. Rabbit had to go away, said Pooh. I think he thought of something he had to go and see about suddenly. And Piglet? I think Piglet had thought of something at the same time. Suddenly. Well, we must be getting home, said Kanga. Goodbye, Pooh. In three large jumps, she was gone. Pooh looked after her as she went. I wish I could jump like that, he thought. Some can and some can't. That's how it is. But there were moments when Piglet wished that Kanga couldn't. Often, when he had a long walk home through the forest, he had wished that we were a bird. But now, he thought to himself at the bottom of Kanga's pocket, this is flying, I shall never really take to it. And as he went up in the air and said, ooh, and as he came down, he said, ow. And as he was saying, ooh, ow, all the way to Kanga's house. Okay, we have 3 minutes to the hour, so we'll stop there and see what happens to Piglet. It's a bit of a crazy situation to kidnap another person's child, but I'm sure it will end well somehow. But I will leave you all with a very fun track from the Minecraft soundtrack to finish up this hour. Once again, this has been Aubriana on Storytime in the Afternoon. I hope you all have a great week. And yeah, this is WRCT Pittsburgh.